In Seattle, a dedicated bunch of techies are trying to preserve what's left of America's original social network, by which we mean, wait for it, the landline phone system. NPR's Brian Mann has this report.
Peter Enstein leads me through a warren of equipment racks, draped with wire, crowded with whirring machines.
Quick safety briefing. There are many places where there are exposed electrical terminals. Probably nothing will kill you, but there are definitely some things.
The Connections Museum is a little like Willy Wonka's factory. It's staffed entirely by self-described tech nerds, many in their 20s and 30s, all volunteers like Amstein. He says for over a century, America's phone system was a hodgepodge of gizmos invented by tinkerers, all held together with back-of-the-napkin ideas.
This is a high-tech startup story, only it's 120 years old now.
Here's the backstory. Starting in the 1870s, a group of inventors, including Alexander Graham Bell, figured out how to translate human voices into electrical signals and shoot them through wires. But it turns out that was sort of the easy part. Once you figure out how people can talk to each other over long distances, you have to come up with a network that can link a nation, a world of chatterboxes. The first baby step was human operators, usually women.
Should I gender stereotype you and ask me to be a telephone operator? Sure, okay, why not?
Amstein invites another museum visitor to sit at a switchboard where she manually makes connections, one cable at a time.
Plug it in.
Okay.
Plug the light.
All right.
Here you go.
Number, please.
I'd like number 9, please.
Okay.
Women were sort of the software in the first network connecting America, and a lot of the tech that helped them do their jobs was improvised from stuff people found lying around, like bells and musical chimes. When people used payphones, musical notes like that one for a dime told the operator if you were dropping in the right coins. Here's what a 50-cent piece sounded like. Clever, but super slow, not practical if you want to connect thousands, then hundreds of thousands of people. So inventors started coming up with steam-age machines that could actually listen and make connections.
So when I pick up a phone here, one of these machines springs into action.
That sound is a Stroger switch. Picture refrigerator-sized boxes full of interlocking gears. It was invented in the late 1800s by an undertaker in Kansas City who also invented the rotary dial telephone. Here's how it worked. The rotary dial sent little blips of sound down the wire to the Stroger switch. The machine listened, counted the pulses, and could tell with amazing accuracy what phone number you were trying to reach. Devices like this one were so fast, so reliable, they connected America for more than a century. Stroger switches were still in use until the late 1990s. Then computers came in, and almost overnight, they were junked.
This is the last of its kind anywhere. It's the only working panel switch anywhere on the planet.
Amstein shows me the biggest switching device in the museum, the panel switch system. It fills whole corridors of equipment racks. Picture giant looms with cables shuttling up and down, linking phone lines. They found this machine mothballed in a phone company storage room. Sarah Autumn, one of the volunteers here, had to figure out how to splice it back together again.
It wasn't easy. It took me about a year just poking at it before I could even begin to understand it in any sort of real depth.
Like Amstein, Autumn works in Seattle's tech industry. When I ask why she spent months of spare time bringing this device back to life, she talks about it not like a broken appliance, but like a work of art.
That's kind of why I fell in love with it, because it's such a beautiful machine.
The people working here say there's graceful engineering woven into a lot of these machines, important ideas that were almost lost.
Folks who worked on these systems were highly skilled and highly trained at understanding this complex web of interrelationships here.
So much of the stuff that I built my whole career on comes out of the telephone system, out of the early developments.
The technology here already feels ancient, but in the rumble and clatter of these old machines, you can glimpse a big piece of how America got to where we are now, an age of smartphones, TikTok, and AI. Brian Mann, NPR News, Seattle.